The Yeshiva Gedolah of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
In Tehillim, Kapitel Chof Zayim, is the kapitel that we say in the davening mornings and evenings from Shredish El till after Sukkot. David, it was a song to David, Hashem Eiri V'Yishi Mimi Iro. The Almighty is my light and my salvation, from who shall I fear? Hashem Ma'oz Chayai Mimi Echod. The Almighty is the strength of my life, and I am afraid of no. Krev Alay Mareim Lechol Es Bisori Sorai Va'evai Li. When my enemies come close to me, they want to consume my flesh, they will be tripped up and they will fall. If the camps of my enemies will come near me, my heart will not fear. If they will stand up against me for war, in this I will trust. The Medrash, Shochetel, brings Rabbonin Pasri Kroi Bereish Shoshone V'Yema Kippur. The Rabbonin learned that David HaMelech, King David, was referring, when he was singing this psalm, he was referring to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim. The David Hashem Eiri, Hashem is my light, the Rosh Hashanah. Yishi, he is my salvation, the Yom Kippurim, and Yom Kippur. We see from here that the Rosh Hashanah is referred to as a light, the David Hashem Eiri, that Hashem is a light, that refers to Rosh Hashanah, the Rabbonim say. Secondly, we see that it's referred to as my light, not only as a light, but Ori, a light for me. Then the Medrash brings a posuk from Yeshayahu. In Yeshayahu Yud, Posuk Yud Zayin, it states, V'hoyo or Yisrael le'esh u'gdeishay le'lehovo. The light for Yisrael will be a fire for others. The light for Yisrael, it was referring to the light which came from the Torah of Chizkiyahu. It will be a light for Yisrael, but it will be a fire for Sancheirev, it will be a fire for his enemies. Ukdeishai lelehovo. And what is a light for the Almighty and the Tzaddikim, that will be a fire for others. Uvaro v'ochlo shisai u'shmirai b'yei mechot. And it will consume and eat all of their generals, all of their strong men in one day. The Medrash brings this posuk and it elaborates. And the Medrash says, what does it mean? B'neig sheba elam odem madlik hasaner bepaltin shalei shem yochalei meplein ishu ayavi yishtamish leire uplein ishu seinei al yishtamish leire. It's the custom of the world that when a person lights a candle in his house, or a king lights a candle in his palace, could he say that I want this particular person who's my beloved, he should have benefit from the light. And another person who's my enemy, he shall not use the light. Is that possible? No. When you light a candle, you light a fire, everybody will use it. Everybody will benefit from it, whether you want him or not to. This is what the Gemara says, Echod Ner Lameo. When you light a candle for one, 100 people can come and have benefit from it. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ein Kele. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like this. Elo, when he lights a light, only those that he wants that they should benefit, they will benefit. And the others will not benefit. Not only that, but it can be a light for one, and it can be a consuming fire for the other. And that's what the Pasuk means, Behoyo Or Yisrael Le'esh, the light of Torah, which was provided by Hizkiyahu HaMelech, was a light for Yisrael and a fire, a consuming fire for the enemies. Ugdeishe Le'lehova, Uvar V'Ochlo, Shisev Ushmirei B'yim Echot. It became a light for Yisrael and it consumed the enemies in one day. Bini Yiro, the Sinai Al Yiro. Baruch Hu says, my light, my sons will see it. My enemies will not see it. Where do we see such a thing like this? Farosa Dugma Zebe Mitzrayim. An illustration of this we had in Mitzrayim in Egypt. It states, Vilayro Ishes Ochib. During the ninth plague, which was the Makir of Cheshire, of darkness. So it states that in Egypt one man was not able to see his fellow man. Ulachol b'nei Yisrael hoyo or. But still for all of Israel there was light. Also, when they crossed the sea, it states, v'Hashem heilich lifnehem yeimam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu went in front of them. He was a cloud of direction during the day, and he was a pillar of fire to light the way for them at night. Vayores alaylo. And then it states, Vayion and Vahesheh. And it states that for Egypt he was darkness. What lit up for Klal Yisrael was darkness for Egypt. That was in Egypt. And on the sea also. The fire that lit up for Klal Yisrael was darkness for Egypt. And this is what Micha meant when he said, in Micha Zayin, Pasuk Ches, Al Tismichi O Yafti Li Ki Nafalti Komti Ki Eshev Bacheshech Hashem Oli. My enemies should not rejoice over me, because even though I sit in darkness, but the Almighty is a light for me. Lekach ne'amar. Therefore it states, Ori v'yishi mini iro. The Dovra Melech said, that Rosh Hashanah is a light for me, who shall I fear? So we see from here two chidushim, two important facts. Firstly, that a light has two dimensions. A light gives light, but secondly, sometimes it can be a light for one and darkness for the other. That's one chidush. That's one important fact. Second unique fact we see here is Shnehem b'Rosh Hashanah. Both are on Rosh Hashanah. David HaMelech said that Rosh Hashanah is an or. It's a light. But then he said more than that. He said Rosh Hashanah is ori. It's a light for me. this facet where it's a light, and it's a light for me and not others, not for others. This is on Rosh Hashanah. Let us try to explain what David HaMelech means. The reason why light is related to Rosh Hashanah is because on Rosh Hashanah was the creation of the world. And it was at that time that light was created. Not only was light created, but we find that light was one of the main creations of the world and one of the main substances of the world. There's a machlekes, there's a discussion in the Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Bereishis by the creation of the world, whether the world was created first and then light was created, or if light was first created and then the world was created. But whichever way, we see that it was from the very first creations. And we see that it was the first tzivur, first maimer, the first command of the Almighty. Vayei melekim yi'or. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, let there be light. Vayi'or, and there was light. And we see also that the first substance to be referred to as Tov, as good, is light. The beginning of the Sefer Torah states on Pasuk Gimel and Dalet, Vayara Lekim Eso Or Kitov, Kodesh Baruch Hu saw the light, that it was good. And when something is called Tov, that's very important. Because we see this word was reserved for very important substances, very important creations. For example, the entire creation, the Almighty referred to Vayaris and Kimas Kolasheroso, Kodesh Baruch Hu saw all that he did, and it was Tov Meod, it was very good. Torah was called Tov. Ki Lekach Tov Nosati Lochem. Moshe was referred to Tov. They saw Moshe. Israel is referred to as Tov. So the word Tov is not used unnecessarily. And the first time it's used in the Torah was in regards to light. And even though light was created at the beginning of the world, and the Rosh Hashanah actually celebrates the sixth day of creation, because Rosh Hashanah is the time when Adam HaRishon, first man, was created. That's not a problem. Because before there was man, there was no one to recognize the light, and no one to benefit from the light. There was no one to see the light. So the first time that light, there was a recipient for the light, and someone to see the light and to benefit from the light, this was on Rosh Hashanah. If we'll go a little deeper into this, we find that or light is always related to Chayim, to life. And the absence of light, darkness, is related to, heaven forbid, Moves, death. Actually, it's traditional by people that light represented life and darkness represents death. In all of the traditional tales of nations, the sign of fear, the sign of death, the sign of the Sotan, it will be darkness. But this has sources in the Torah. It states in Echo, Perek Gimel, B'machashakim Hashivani Kimeisei Olam, that we were made to sit in the darkness like the dead of the world. The dead sit in darkness. Light is reserved for those who are the living. And when we give thought, we'll see that all the physical life basically is dependent on light. Why? Because the source of all physical life in the physical sphere of the world comes from the sun, the Shemesh. From the sun comes the power of growth. All vegetation, the power of heat, power of energy. And the sun is kulor, the sun is light. In essence, it's light. And not only this, but the sun was appointed by the Almighty to be the Hamaor HaGodol, as the Torah calls it. The Maor HaGodol, the great light. Memsholo, Memsheles HaYom, he shall rule. And it is the sun who was given the appointment by the Almighty to be the greatest physical force in the physical world. Not only does all heat and energy and vegetation and growth, life come from the power of the sun, but it is the sun which puts into order the entire universe, the axis of the earth, the solar system. Called into order by the sun. This is why we constantly have the reference, for example, in Keheles by Shlema HaMelech, Ein kol chodesh tachas HaShemesh. There is nothing new beneath the sun, because everything in the physical world is beneath the sun. And therefore, light is just not a matter of electricity or fire, but it's related with the essence of life, the essence of creation, of substance. And to the contrary, where there's a lack of light, where there's darkness, then there's emptiness. There's a lack of substance. And the dead that have left this world, they're in the darkness. This is why we find that the first creation that the Torah explicitly mentions, Yehi Or, let there be light. Vayehi Or, and there was light. Vayara Lakim Asor Ki Tov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that the light was good. With this, we can understand a little better with the explanation of the Maral Miprag in the Sefer Gvuras Hashem, Perek Lamed Dalet, what the Medrash Rabbah tells us in Shmais, Perek Yud Dalet. When the Almighty brought the Makkah, the plague of darkness, in Egypt, so there are two opinions in the Medrash. Where did this darkness come from? This was an unusual darkness. It wasn't the ordinary darkness. It was cheshich va'afela. It was a blackness. It was so thick. The sages tell us you could feel it. Where did it come from? One says that it came from the source of darkness above, and the other says it came from the darkness below of Gehenna. Now what does it mean, the source of darkness above? Where is there a source of darkness above? So the Maral explains that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, so synonymously, he created light. If the creation was light, then prior to the creation there must have been darkness. So from where the creation begins and forward, that's light. But preceding this, there has to be a place of darkness. If in creation he called the world into being and he made light, so then right prior, both in time and in space, to the creation there must be darkness. Because creation is substance, is something which is real. So in space before the creation, before creation takes place in space, then there must be darkness. And this is a pasuk in Tehillim that the Medrash brings. In Tehillim, Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Yud Beis, it states, Yoshes Cheshech Sisrei Sviveisov Sukosrei. There is darkness which conceals the Almighty around His sukkah, where the Almighty dwells. The Almighty is all light, but where He dwells, around Him is darkness before the world. Because before the world, before the place where the world is created, where creation began, there must be darkness. Therefore, according to one opinion in the Medrash, Micheshech Shel Malo, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought darkness to Egypt, he brought darkness from that place. Now, just like we find in the physical sphere, that or a light is identical to creation and to substance and to life, and darkness is just the opposite. So is it true in the spiritual sphere, one level after the other, there are many levels of or of light which the Almighty created. There's a physical light, and then there's a light which is more of a spiritual matter, and then there's a further spiritual light. This is why, for example, we find Ner Mitzvah V'Torah Or. A mitzvah is a candle, in Mishlei it states. V'HaTorah Or, a mitzvah is an individual candle. Torah is an essence light. Ner Neshama. The Neshama, the soul, is called the candle. This is why when the Neshama leaves this world, someone dies, we light a candle. The Gemara says in the first parak of Baba Basra, the Beis HaMikdosh is the Or Shel HaOlam. Beis HaMikdosh, the temple, this was a light for the world. Medrash says in Bereishis Rabbah, Beis HaMikdosh Mimokam Eira Nivra, that the Beis HaMikdosh and the light came from the same, they come from the same source. The Medrash tells us the Oren HaKodesh, which held the Sefer Torah and the tablets. Why was it called Oren? Because it's Kula Or. It's all light. If it's holding the Sefer Torah and the Beis HaMikdosh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, this is all light. And the Maral always explains this, that we say that Chovivo Odom Shenivro Betzelem Elokim, how special and beloved is man, that he was created in the image of the Almighty. What does it mean, his image? That the Almighty imparted from his light to man. And that's why man has a light. Chochmas Odom Tayar Ponov. The wisdom of man shines forth from his face. Therefore, when he dies, immediately the light vanishes. Kivin shenitzrach Odom lebriyos nishtan aponov. If a man has to go, he has to ask for money from someone else, and this is a yerida, this is a great lowering of his stature, nishtan aponov. So the Gemara says, the color of his face changes. He grows pale. It's a paling of the light, because he has fallen from the Tzelem Elokim, from this image. This image is a chelek of Elokai Mimal, is a part of the Almighty himself. And it manifests itself as a light. We find also, just give me a siddur, please. In the davening, every day in the morning, we have what is known as Birchas HaKrishma, the brochas preceding the Krishma. And then we speak about lights. The first brocha is Yetzer Or Uveide Cheshech. The Almighty created light and darkness. And then we start to praise the Almighty on the physical lights. According to more, who gives light to the land and to those who live on the land with mercy. And every day he recreates the creations of the world. And we speak about this light. Then we say Or Chodosh al Tzion Teir. Kodesh Baruch Hu should make a new light. He should make a new light for Tzion, for Eretz Yisrael. V'nizkeh ulanu meheira la'eirai. And we should all be zeicher, we should merit speedily this light. So here we're speaking about a different light now. We're not speaking about the physical lights, the sun and the moon and the stars. We're speaking about an Or Chodosh al Tzion Toir, a new light should come for Eretz Yisrael. Here we're speaking about the Or HaYeshua, the light of salvation. This is a higher sphere, and we should all be zeicher to that light. And then we go to the next brocha. The next brocha, the Chazal tell us, is a brocha on the Torah. Avo Rabo Ahavtonu Hashem Elokeinu. Kodesh Baruch Hu has given us a special great love. Vat lamdeim chukei chayim. Kein techoneinu v'slamdeinu. And he has taught us the ways of life. And we start praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Torah. V'sein b'libeinu lohovinu lahaskil lishmeya lilmed lamed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should place in our hearts to understand and to listen and to learn and to teach and to guard and to fulfill as gold called divrei Talmud Yerushalayim. All of the words of your Torah. Now what does this have to do with lights? V'horei einenu b'sefer Sechel. You should give us the light of your Torah. V'horei einenu b'sefer Sechel. Light in our eyes from your Torah. So again we're speaking about light. We're not about the sun and the moon. Not about an Or Chodosh, the light of salvation that should come to Tzion and to Eretz Yisrael. But the light of Torah. And then we come to Krishma, which is Torah. So here we're referring to light. It's all one light. But there are different dargos, different depths in this light. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Yehi Or, let there be light, he was speaking about the whole gamut. Starts with the sun and the moon, climbs and climbs. And I once heard in the name of the Chassam Sefer Zichrei de Lebroch, where on these brochas he said that he who cannot recognize the greatness of the physical lights and cannot praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the greatness of the physical lights, Ameya La'oretz, that he gives light to the dwellers of land, Berachamim, so how can he recognize greater lights? If you cannot recognize the fundamental principles, how will you be able to understand greater principles? Therefore, first we start to praise the Almighty on the lights which come to the land. And then from there we can understand greater lights. The Or Chodosh, the light which will come to Eretz Yisrael. And then the lights of Torah, Vahore, Einenu B'Seiros Echo. Just as we see that light goes from the first step, Ad Ein Shir, to unlimited levels, this is all related to life and to substance and to creation and to reality. So is it with absence of light. Absence of light also is in the physical sphere, but is an endless sphere. Therefore, absence of light, this refers to an emptiness, an abyss. This refers to a lack of substance, a lack of reality, a lack of creation, a lack of life, a lack of wisdom. For example, like we quoted, "B'machashakim heshivani kimesi olam," the dead sit in darkness. Doesn't only mean they cannot see. It means that there is a lack of all life, of all substance, for them in this world. The Gemara brings, what is Gehenna? What is Gehenna? What is this Gehenna? It's Cheshek v'Tzalmoves. It's darkness and an abyss of emptiness. The lack of creation is Gehenna. That's why one opinion was that the darkness that came to Egypt was from the Gehenna on this world, not from prior to the world, but from the Gehenna on this world. But it came from the place in this world where there's a lack of creation, there's a lack of life, a lack of substance. Cheshech v'tzalmoves, darkness and emptiness and an abyss. The Gemara brings in Psochim that Dovr HaMelech is referring to day and night. It says, Lailo ze'elam hazeh, Yom ze'elam habo. Day refers to the world to come. Night refers to this world. Because this world, compared to the next world, lacks a great deal in reality and substance, in creation. Therefore, it's Nikra Laila. Or, for example, wisdom is light. So Mishle states, Ksil b'cheshech heilech. A fool, he who lacks wisdom, he walks in darkness. Just as there's a physical darkness, there's a spiritual darkness. Uksil b'cheshech heilech. The fool walks in darkness. This is an explanation of what is light and why light is related to Rosh Hashanah, because it was on Rosh Hashanah when this light came into the world. It was on Rosh Hashanah when Adam Arishon, the first man, recognized and saw and benefited from the great light that the Almighty created. But now there's a second element. David HaMelech said that it's a light, and it's a light for me. The Medrash brings in Shochetov Omar Rebeshia says, Du Patsufin, this light has a double character. This light. Hoyo all Israel, the Cheshech Lemitzrayim. The same light can be a light for Israel and a darkness for Egypt. Omar David. David said, Ani mezamer aleise or. On the miracle of this light, I'm going to sing a praise. Shenemar Hashem Eiri v'yishi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ori. He didn't say HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah is a light. Is a light for me. That's a miracle. Du patsufin. It has a double character. The same light that can be a light for one can be darkness for another. And that's what states in Tehillim, in Kuf Yutes, in Kapitel Kuf Yutes, Posuk Kuf Hei, Ner l'ragli dvorecho v'or l'nisivosi. Dovr HaMelech said that your word is a candle for my feet, is a candle for my walking, and it is a light. We all in Ishimosi, it is a light for my path. He didn't say that it's a candle for everyone, it's a light for everyone. No, he said your words, your Torah, is a light for me, it's a light for my walking. We all in Ishimosi, it's a light for my path. It can be a light for one and darkness for another. It can be a light for one and a consuming fire for another. L'mah ha'reshoim daimim. What are the wicked compared to? L'mishoi mahalech bishan lailo. A person was walking in the darkness of night. V'afelo higia le'evan v'nikosh nikshal bo higia le'gemetz v'nofal ha'seichet. If he comes across a stone, he falls. Comes to a pit, he falls into it. And that's what states in Mishrei, Derech Roshoim Ka'afelo Lo Yodu Bamayi Koshelo. The way of the wicked of this world, they walk in darkness and they fall. And not only do they walk in darkness and they fall, they never know what they fall over. Many times people fall and we realize what we fell over. He's telling us something here. The Mishle Shleim HaMelech. A person makes an error and he realizes what his error is, so he learns from it. So he becomes better. Unfortunately, the wicked of this world are so blind. It is so dark for them here. Like a person who's walking where there's total darkness and he stumbles and falls and he never knows what he fell over. Derech roshoim ko'afelo higia le'evan lo yodu ba'moyi koshelo. They will never know what they fell over. But ma tzadikim daimen, and what are the righteous like? L'misha mahalech v'avukav yodet, someone who's walking with a torch in his hand. Kiven shehigia le'evan, when they come to a stone, mishamer esnafshoi shalei koshelo. So they're able to guard themselves. They come to a pit, they're able to guard themselves. Kach omar David. So did David say. Bosi lechalales ha-shabos. In this world, if I come to desecrate Shabbos, Heiru li ha-Torah, the Torah will light my way. As it states, Shomer Hashem HaShabbos, you shall guard Shabbos. Vosi lina, if I come to do, perform acts of immorality, Heiru li ha-Torah, the Torah will light my way. As it states, Meishomus ha-Nevano Ephes. This is what is written, Ner l'ragli dvorecha, that your Torah, your words, are a light to me. They're a direction to me, but not to others. And that's the great miracle that the Medrash spoke about in the beginning. That b'neig sheba'ilam, that in the world a person makes a fire, he cannot say that I want this fire to light up the way for Reuven, but not for Shimon. For Shimon, but not for Levi. Not so. It'll be a light for everyone. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he makes a fire, when he makes a light, it's a light only for those that who he wants it to be a light for. So this is what the Medrash says. Du Patsufin, the light of the Almighty, has a dual character. For one, it can be direction, and for the other, it can be confusion. This means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Almighty, directs His light. He shines His light into the souls of those who He wants to receive the light. He is Master Umagala. He conceals and reveals. He conceals His light from some and reveals it to others. And this is what we learned in Yeshayahu, that the light of the Torah of Chizkiah will light the way for Yisrael and will destroy be a fire, a consuming fire for his enemies. This is the second dimension of Rosh Hashanah. The David Hashem Eri, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Rosh Hashanah is a light for me. Not only is a light, but a light for me. Now, what does this have to do with Rosh Hashanah? This also has a source. Medrash tells us here in Shocher Tov, the Medrash states that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the light, it states, Vayara lekim es or ki tov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that the light was good. Vayavdil lekim bein or vein cheshech, and He separated the light from the darkness. Now the simple meaning is that He divided, that light and darkness should not become confused one with the other. But the Medrash tells us also something else happened. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the light at the beginning of the creation of the world, it was a light which was perfect. It was many, many times more powerful than the physical light that we have in the world today. And it was a light that was perfect, that the sages tell us, that was only good. What does it mean, only good? The sun has potential goodness, but the rays of the sun can be dangerous also. If a person is overexposed to sun, it can, heaven forbid, kill him. That all came achar achit. That was after the sin of Adam Arishon. The light that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the beginning was perfect. It was only good. And that's why He called it Tov. Vayar Elokim es or ki Tov. It was perfect. It could do no harm. Only good. And He kept this light. But after Adam sinned, so after Shabbos, Meitzei Shabbos, he took the light away. This is incidentally why we make Havdolah on Meitzei Shabbos with a candle, with fire. Because it was on Meitzei Shabbos, Adam HaRishon was created on Friday, and he sinned on Friday. And it was on Meitzei Shabbos, the first time that he saw darkness, because this light was so powerful that even at night it was light also. So what does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the light? And it states, Vayabdil Elokim, and he separated it. So the Medrash tells us, Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Shimon Amar, Hibdila So'o Le'atzmai, he separated it for himself. Moshe Lemelech Shorom Ono Yofa, Vom Azeh Shali, Kak, Shabora Kodesh Boha Salamai, Omar Ein Kol Beri Yechayli Yishtamish Bo Elani. An example that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, when he saw how great this light was, and he foresaw that what the world is going to be, he said that this light is too perfect, too beautiful for the world. By Yavdil, he separated it. He separated it for himself. Like a king who sees something very beautiful, he says, this I'm taking for myself. Omer Abavon, Notla HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nisate Bei Ketales. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He wrapped himself up in this light. And we still have a little of the light that comes in from the garment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbonan Amri, the Rabbonan say, he didn't take it for himself. An example, that a person had, a king saw something very beautiful. He said, this should be for my son. So did HaKadosh Baruch Hu take the light and set it aside for his children, the righteous in the world to come. The Chaylu Aymer, and this is what the Pasuk in Tehillim in Lamed Zayin means, Or Zorua Latzadik. And the Pasuk, Or Zorua means this great light. Great light is referring to the original Or, Latzadik. This will be set aside for the righteous. The Gemara in Chagiga that few days also brings this. The Gemara says, Omer Blazer, O Shebora HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Yom Rishon, the light which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created on the first day, Adam Tseifa Bei Nisseifa Eilam Yad Tseifa. Adam HaRishon, the first man, his light was so perfect and was so bright that the first man could see from one end of the world to the other. Look his light. Adam Tseifa Bei Nisseifa Eilam Yad Tseifa. Light was so perfect. Man was able to see from one end of the world to the other. Even Shinistak HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Goramadu, the Goraflogo, the Rosh and Asayim, the Kulkolim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu foresaw the generations that were coming. Omar the Gonzu man, he went and he concealed his life. Shinemar, and this is what its state means in Iyu, by Imona Miroshoi Eyo, that he held back from the lights from the wicked. Ulami Gonzu. And who did he conceal it from? The Tzaddikim Lohasid Lohasid, the righteous in the world to come. Shemar, as it states, Vayar Elokim Esor Ki Tov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw the light that it was good, it was perfect. So we see that it was on Rosh Hashanah also. Not only was there the creation of the light, but where HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated, he took the light and he separated.
where it was a light for some and darkness for another. Medrash goes further and states that Dovra Melech asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, show me this light. So he said, in Egypt there was this illustration of this light, where it was light for some and darkness for the other. Light for the righteous, by Mona Mirishayim Oram, and this was held back for the wicked. So this also has its source in the Rosh Hashanah, where the light will have a dual character. And then one step further, this light, even when it's revealed to one person, it's not always revealed to him in the same manner and in the same strength. David HaMelech said, Ne'er l'ragli dvorecho, all in the sivosi, that your words are a candle to my walking and a light to my path. So the Medrash asks, why did he call it Ner, and why did he call it Or? First he says it's a candle, and then he says it's a light. Ne'mar Ner, ne'mar Or, Oma Dovid. Kishani maskul b'divrei teire ma'at, ani maskul behem, behem neim. When I start to study Torah, it's a little candle, just a little light. I understand a little. I feel the light of Torah to a small degree, and it starts to come forth. Shami nichnas l'seichei, but when I go further into the Torah, niftochim li sho'orim harbe, after I spend time with the Torah, after I labor with the Torah, then great gates of wisdom in Torah are open for me. The Kach Nema, therefore it says, Ner l'ragli dvorecho, first it is a candle for my walking, achakach ol nesivosim, afterwards it is a great light for my path. This is like the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that the Torah reveals itself only to whom she wishes to reveal herself to. It doesn't reveal herself to her. Wisdom of Torah is not like other wisdoms. Other wisdom depends upon the ability of the individual. If he has a good ability, he'll acquire that wisdom. If he has an aptitude for it, he'll acquire it. If not, he won't. Torah's not like that. Torah tells us, Gemara says, Torah gives herself over only to whom she wants to give herself over to. This Torah is like a woman, very jealous woman, that will give herself over only to whom she chooses to give herself over to. So Hashem Lireyot. The mysteries and the secrets of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which are written in the Torah, it's not for the taking. Many, many have tried to find the mysteries in the field. States Arbonichnus of Harvish. Four great giants went and delved into the greatest mysteries of Torah. Tragedy befell all of them except one, the Bekiva. So Hashem Lireyot, Torah reveals her secrets only to those that are her loyal servants, only to those who fear her, only to those who will labor and will have great fear for Hashem. And then the Gemara says further, Gemara says, when a person will be loyal to the Torah, to the Almighty, and he'll labor in one place in Torah, all of a sudden he will start understanding the depths of Torah in another place that he never studied. This is what David is saying, near l'ragli v'orecho. At the beginning it's a candle, a small candle of direction, of instruction for my walking. The or l'sivosi, then it becomes a great light for my path. When I start to study, he says, when I start to study, kishani maskel b'divrei Torah ma'at ani maskel b'hem, I learn a little, v'hem novi, becomes like a candle. And when I study more and I start to enter into the Torah, niftochim nishorim harbe, great gates are opened up. So we see that this light, the spiritual light that we're speaking about, not like the physical light is a metric among the says near the echad near the meir. What is light for one is light for 100. But this is different. This HaKadosh Baruch Hu directs to whom he wants it directed to, and when he wants it directed to. He conceals it and he reveals it. This source also was in Rosh Hashanah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a light, then he directed it, and concealed it, saved it for some, and not for the others. And every once in a while he would reveal it and then hold it back. And the source of all light, the ultimate source of light, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. In Bereishis Rabbah, Peregimu. Dalit, Peregimu, Oz Dalit, it states, Reb Shimon ben Yitzodik shol Reb Shmuel ben Nachman. Shimon ben Yitzodik asked Reb Shmuel ben Nachman, Oma lei b'nei she'shamati olecha sha'ato balagodo. He said, I have heard of you that you're a balagodo. But you understand the agodas hashas excellently. So maybe you could perhaps tell me, Mehechon Nibreis Ho'or, from where does light come from? Where is its source? Where was it created from? Amalei, so he answered him, Melamech Nisatik Ba'akosh Bok Kisalma, Vehivik Ziv Hadore Niseif Eilam Aseif. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrapped himself in a garment. And from this came light to the entire world, from one end to the other. And that's what's written in the Pasuk Tehillim Kuf Lamed Daled, Oter Or Kasalma. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives forth light from his garment, from his cloak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrapped himself up and gave forth the light. This is its source. Now, in this light also, this great light that came to the world on Rosh Hashanah, and every year on Rosh Hashanah, comes again. Comes also a great enlightenment and clarification. This is the Din and Mishpat, judgment and justice to the world. Why is this? Light has the ability to elucidate. It has the ability to enlighten. It has the ability to distinguish. It has the ability to organize everything in its proper place. For example, the Gemara brings that on Shabbos it's a mitzvah to light neighbors, to light candles. Gemara says why? Because of shalom bayis, in order that there should be peace in the home. Gemara says, well, how does that bring peace in the home? Because when you can see, then you don't trip and fall over everything that's around. So the Gemara explains, without light, there is confusion. Rashi explains in Chumash that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw the light that it was good, Vayavdu ben Ahor ben Acheshek, and he separated us. Because he said it should not be Mishtamish Birvulia. Without light, there is confusion. With light, everything has its proper place. Everything is distinguished. Everything, the lack, the confusion, is dispelled. Light has the power to dispel confusion and mixture. When we cannot see, everything is totally mixed together. Shalom peace is when everything is in its proper place. Therefore, the neighbors, the candles, represent shalom bayis, peace of the heart, on Shabbos. Hamavdu bein acheshek distinguishes. This is what din and mishpat also is. Judgment and justice is to distinguish right from wrong, to distinguish the guilty from the innocent, to distinguish this belongs to Reuven and this belongs to Shimon. This is what din and mishpat is. And also to distinguish and to clarify that there is a master of the world. Why should there be judgment? We find, for example, the Gemara says, and the sea, on the high seas, there is no law. The greater fish swallows the smaller fish. That would happen in the earth also, the Gemara says. Except it's made our mouths. There's a king, there's a government. Where there is no king or government, there is lawlessness. In a desert, where there is no king or government or control, there's total lawlessness. There's anarchy. The world is just the opposite. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king. When he created the world, he created the world with definite codes. There is what is right and what is wrong. Vehu HaMelech, and he is the king. Man is not a free agent. He cannot do just what he thinks. He cannot live on the land like the fish live in the sea, where the stronger swallows the weaker. There's a conscience in the world. There are hukim, there are statutes that the Almighty engraved in the world, and these cannot be broken. And this is the law. This is the story. And this is his kingship. Now we're not always aware of this. We're not cognizant of it. Many times it looks like there is no law in the world, because we see that many times the innocent suffer and the wicked flourish. On Rosh Hashanah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu ascends the throne, HaMelech HaMishpat, where he is the king and he will exercise the law, B'Emri Lefono of Kol Bei Olam, and everyone passes in front of him, every creature, and no one is overlooked. But I'll call Nelan Yobi Bamishpa. And everything will come to his attention. Every act of every creation will come to the attention of the Almighty. I'll call Nelan, the Gemara says. Even something which is very, very subtle will come to the act of the Almighty. Mordechai says, what is it, I'll call Nelan? What does that mean? Something very subtle. Mordechai gives an example. If one person spits in the presence of another person, and he caused them discomfort because of this, this will be brought to Mishpat. This will be brought to the court of the Almighty. Ba'apilele bar mitzvah, even a mitzvah. For example, the poor man comes, and he asks for charity. Someone gives him the charity, but he does it in a way where it's public and people see it, and it's an embarrassment to the individual. This will be brought to the court of the Almighty. Every act, every individual of the entire year, called by Aylam, Avin, Makonim, Kibbeimorim, they all pass before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the sheep before the shepherd. And he says, guilty, innocent. You have to pay, don't have to pay. Chayiv Potter, Tomei Toha. What is this? This is the clarification. This is distinguishing between right and wrong. Between the evil and the righteous, between the guilty and the innocent. This is a massive distinction. A mabdil bein or lechashiv. Of both created light, separated between the light and the darkness. And this distinguishes, clarifies, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hu HaMelech, He rules, He reigns. Everyone is responsible to Him. Without this, there's total confusion. For example, the Gemara says, many times, Beis Shammai, the followers of Shammai would say one law. Beis Hillel, the followers of Hillel would say another law. So it says, if someone, some follower would follow Beis Shammai, some would follow Beis Hillel. Mishanei chumris shel Beis Shammai u Beis Hillel. If someone would keep the chumris, he was confused. Confused, he didn't know what to do. Should he follow the house of Shammai? Should he follow the house of Hillel? He didn't know what to do. He said, I'll follow them both. I'll keep the severest aspects of both. So the Gemara says, Arezek sil b'cheshimek. This is a fool that walks in darkness. Why? Because there's no light. Light is to distinguish what is right and what is wrong. Light is to be masadeh, to organize. This is right and this is wrong. If someone goes through his life in confusion, then he's in darkness. So therefore, when this great light comes to the world, not only at a physical level, not only at a spiritual level, but it's the level of din and mishpat, the level to enlighten and to distinguish and to dispel all confusion. Now, since what we understand now, that light represents what is created, what is substance, and darkness, just the contrary. Therefore, and because Bokhu's light comes to people through his Tzelem Elohim, the image he gave man, through his Torah, through his mitzvahs, through the soul he gave man. So this means that man receives his perfection through this light. This is his perfection, this is his Hashlomo. And through this, he gains a tremendous simcha, a tremendous rejoicing. Or zoru al tzadik, uliyishrelei simcha. A great light for the righteous, and a great simcha for the upright. Modern Chagiga brings when HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that great light. He said, rejoiced that this will be for the tzaddikim. Brings the Gemara Mishlei Yud Gimel Tes, or tzaddikim yismach. The light will rejoice, bring rejoicing to the righteous. Because of this, we are constantly commanded that we must seek. We as Jews must always seek or we must seek light. That we must be bereach, we must run away from darkness. For example, it states, Histalek minasof. Mishnah, always remove yourself from space. If a person is in a situation that he cannot resolve, remove yourself. Possible. Don't allow yourself to get into situations which you don't have to be if they're impossible to resolve. Because the Maral writes, Sopik by a man, when a man is in doubt, he says he's not a man. He's not a man. Why? Because he was given the mind for or for light. Then he's in doubt, he's groping in the darkness. The same as an animal. An animal walks in darkness. An animal wasn't given this light. Walks in darkness and he needs a master to lead him. A man was given a light. Ner, miragli, ner, miragli. You are a light to my way. Man is always groping, but he says he falls. He's not the level of man. And therefore he started minasofik. We were commanded to remove ourselves from constant groping, constant darkness. The Chazal tell us in Simcha Katoros Asveikas, the greatest simcha, the greatest rejoicing to man comes when he resolves a great doubt. Because then he has uplifted himself from the darkness. He's in the light. He's in the light. If a person is in darkness, he should know that he's far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the essence and the source of light. Then he should know that this light is not shining on him, is not directing him. If he resolves his doubts, then he's uplifted to the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He gains perfection. There is tremendous rejoicing. And Simcha Katoros Asveik is the greatest rejoicing that can come to man is when he has resolved his doubts. Doubt is darkness. Darkness is to be related to death. Not to the living. You may say, Elam, like the dead living, dwell in darkness. It's to be related. The heaven is darkness. Sokhan is darkness. Darkness breeds pachad. Breeds fear.
person is in total darkness, he becomes afraid. Terror is in darkness. It breeds depression. Therefore, in many, many places we are constantly instructed to strive for what is light in the world and be bereya, one from what is darkness. This is what David HaMelech said. This kibbutz. The David, to David, Hashem Erim Nishi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a light. Not only is he a light, he's my light. Nishi is my salvation. The Rabbon and Amri and the Rabbon said, what was he referring to? Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, that's the source of the light. This comes to me on the Rosh Hashanah. And not only is it a light, but du parzufi. It's a light which has a dual personality. For some it's a darkness, but for me it shall be a light. Ori. Therefore, mimi ro, who shall I fear? Because God is directing me with his light. With fear is when we are in darkness. Not when we are in light. Hashem ma'oz chayay mi'echot. Kodesh Baruch Hu gives me the strength and life through this direction. So who shall I have terror from? Krayv alayim reim lecheles b'sori. Sorai vay vayi. When my enemies will surround me and they will gang up on me to eat my flesh, heim o'koshu v'nafo. They will fall. I will not. They will fall. Because even though there is light, it will be darkness for them. So when they come, they will fall. But I will not. In Dachana Olai Machaneh Lo Yira Libi Im Tokum Alai Milchomo B'Zei Sani B'Teach. If they come against me for war, I will not fear. This is what I trust. Our generation, the world that we live in today, is the epitome of the world of darkness. It's a world that's constantly broken, constantly changing directions. Constantly without direction. And it's a world which walks in darkness. You can hardly say what David HaMelech said, that Ne'er Beragli Dvorecha, that your words are a light for my walking, the Or and the Sivosim. But we see Simu Bechesha Kaduch. It was like the fool who walks in darkness. And unfortunately, it's not only in the world at large, but it seeps into the Jewish camps also. It is because of this that we find such a tremendous lack of rejoicing. How can there be rejoicing? And so, our Torah aspect is the great decision, because when one sees where he's going, but one has definite direction. When one doubts are resolved, there is no direction in the world. This is why we find such tremendous depression. People are at a loss, despair. A person constantly is in darkness, constantly doesn't know which way to turn. Constantly groping brings despair. Here we have literally dozens of other things, one worse than the other, that can come from this. unfortunately, not only in the world at large, this is in the Jewish world, in the entire Jewish world, Torah has to be a direction, clear as a light, not a little this way and a little that way, one day this way and one day another way. One day we'll decide to do like this, a month later we decide differently. God says Torah has to be so clear, where it states, Shema l'chokma achesya, just like my mother says. Torah should be as close to you as your sister. And Torah should be a light to you, just like one knows with the greatest of clarity that he cannot marry a sister. It's that velocity of light and clarification Torah must be to a person. This is what the Gemara says in Kedusha. Emel l'chok ma'achisio. Today we see, even in the Torah world, constant groping and confusion. This breeds despair and blankness and everything else. That's what the Gemara says, Ksil b'cheshechekos. Ksil is the one who lacks the light of the light of wisdom, the light of the Torah, gropes in the dark. In this past Sibir, last week, states, for the Lord who brought rebuke, heavy rebuke on Klal Yisrael, Tachas Hashem le'avareto, as Hashem alakeach of the Simcha, v'tuv le'vot, because you do not serve him with rejoicing of heart, goodness of heart, merei kol, when you have so much. The Lord explains, criticism on the Klal Yisrael was not that they didn't serve our Kodesh Baruch Hu. It doesn't say because you didn't serve them. They served the Almighty. But they did not serve the Almighty with rejoicing, with goodness of heart, when they had so much. They served our Kodesh Baruch Hu, but it was with reluctance, it was with despair, it was with lack of sharp decision and direction, lack of rejoicing, lack of goodness of the heart, but they serve. Here the Rambam says, Mikan, from here we see, Shahavaydo Besimcha. Serving the Almighty means great rejoicing, with goodness of heart. You take a situation like here in South Africa. Kodesh Baruch Hu pointed the finger at Klal Yisrael, why are you in despair when you had so much? Here in South Africa you have a situation where people go around with a great pessimism, with a great despair, with a great worry, even with panic and lack of direction. Everyone moves in a different direction. One can ask, what's wrong? What does the Jew lack in self-effort? What does he lack? He has Baruch Hashem a home. He has what to eat. He has what to wear. He lives a standard of life which is equal to Jews anywhere in the world. He lives a standard of life that far surpasses what his father lived. And that far surpassed what his grandfather and great-grandfather. The government in no way ties his hands that he cannot serve the Almighty. In no way. The fact is, the government will even support him when he serves the Almighty. He needs money for a cemetery. The government will give him land. The government has given land for schools, giving educational grants for day schools. Jews that had to serve the Almighty without prayer. Serving in the Tsar's army for 20 years. A man just told me yesterday how his father came to this country and left. This is a typical story. His father came to this country and left his family in Lita to make some livelihood, some hustle. And then he took sick. So the next oldest son had to come to help. That was a young boy of 15. See, he came himself on the boat at 15 years old from Lita to Johannesburg. Set up a business. Not only did he earn money for himself, but supported his sick father. Worked day and night to make enough money to bring the rest of the family over. This was difficult. Once met a man in Johannesburg that told me that he was orphaned here. He had come home, over, and he was orphaned. And when it came time for the bar mitzvah, he went into a shul and told the shamus that this Shabbos is his bar mitzvah. He had to prepare his own bar mitzvah. Can you imagine such a thing? Can you imagine a Johannesburg bar mitzvah today? Where the child is thinking, maybe I can persuade my father to give me for a bar mitzvah gift a jacket. My father will say, wait till you're 17. This was someone, he had nothing. He had to go into the shul and tell the shamus, and this Shabbos I'm going to be bar mitzvah. The shamus says, come, we'll give you an aliyah, and we'll make a lechaim. What is there to be despaired of? Where the whole community is running in all different directions, with clouds over their heads, where halavai, their fathers and grandfathers and great-grandfathers should have had one-tenth of the whole situation, of the material and the political blessings that they have. HaKadosh Baruch Hu pointed a finger at Klal Yisrael and said, Hashem, not that you didn't serve the Almighty, you didn't serve me the simcha with rejoicing and with goodness of the heart, when you had everything. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, this is why I'm taking it away from you. For there comes the Gemara. The Gemara says, from here we see that he who has wealth and does not serve the Almighty, the ultimate loser. He who serves the Almighty through difficulties, through hardships, through poverty, and the organization to great wealth. There is no doubt that one of the reasons why South African Jewry was given so many blessings, as we see today, because of the tremendous difficulties in poverty, political difficulties, that the grandfathers and great grandfathers and great great grandfathers served the Almighty. Therefore, David HaMelech said, that Ovid Hashem, Eli, Baruch Hu is a light, is my light. The Rosh Hashanah comes, the source of light to the world, the source of the light which shines to those that are going forth, who wants his light to shine. We are obligated that we must look for the light, not for the darkness. We Jews have learned how to find light even in darkness. How much more so are we obligated to find light when light is here? Shalom Zeta. To see is great Or Hashem.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.